Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
I remember it was a year ago when I first heard the name George Floyd. It was on the CBS Morning News with Gail King. She warned us that the video we were about to see would be tough to watch. I heard that line so many times that I had become somewhat desensitized to it. Usually that just means to brace in place and hope that whoever was on the video had not been harmed by the authorities and that they were still alive. We've seen it so often that we know, we really do know the drill. The same lines and the explaining away of what you've actually seen with your own eyes. Even though we had seen story after story of the same thing happening all around the land. This particular story, this particular video, for me, just was different. There were several things that jumped out. And yes, the black community, I can speak monolithically, is tired of this kind of behavior and happening to our people and our community by the very folks we should be able to rely on and trust. The video.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Carrie Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Come by when you can. I've got something that I want to say. And when I got there, she said, you know, rather than go through a long, drawn-out thing, I think the melody on the box will help me explain. Gotta find me an angel to fly away
The Hair Radio Morning Show is proud to honor the incredible achievements of Ms. Cicely Tyson. And from today forward, all of our in-studio live guests will wait here to go on the air in our newly minted Cicely Tyson Hair Radio Morning Show Green Room. Stay tuned.
I want to tell you all about HealingGo.com. They make all-natural hair products with a focus on quality. You got to try their scalp stimulator that has 13 oils to promote hair growth. Go to HealingGo.com to see their complete line and listen out for their interview right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. That's HealingGo.com, HealingGo.com.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. And that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women. And Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
All right, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, my next guest comes to us from the world of natural products, and we're going to talk about that. It is my honor to welcome to the show Miss Gail Bruni. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for having me.
It is my pleasure. And as I said, my honor, I want to kind of jump right on in because you are the person behind HealingGo.com. And I want to talk about that. But first, I want to spell it out for everybody. It's H-E-A-L, N like Nancy, the word go, like G-O. So it's HealingGo.com. HealingGo.com. Gail, are you with us?
I am here, yes.
Okay. Was that correct? HealingGo.com.
Yes.
Okay, awesome.
Thank you.
Okay. We're going to have you to tell everybody what exactly is HealingGo.com.
HealingGo.com is an all-natural, cruelty-free product line. And we make hair products, spa products, and our hair products include a hair moisturizer. We call it the Shea Rosemary Hair Moisturizer. We have a black soap shampoo. We have an aloe vera conditioner, and we have a scalp stimulator. For a spa line, we have body butters and body scrubs, and we have candles and bar soaps.
And this is what I want to talk about today, because you're actually, you know, our sharp-eared listeners, our fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show, are going to be hearing your commercial, if they haven't heard it already, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So I want to kind of talk a little bit about that. But first, Gail, let's go back to the beginning. How did you get started in entrepreneurship in terms of starting an actual online destination with products and stuff? How did you get started in this?
Okay, so since college, I started a business, and what I used to do was sell Coach bags and perfumes.
Mm.
And I made a good amount of money from that. I paid tuition. And entrepreneurship always intrigued me. I always loved doing stuff for myself. So in 2017, 2018, I was thinking about, why don't I just do my own skincare line, right?
Yeah.
And we were moving, so at that point, I put that on hold. And in 2019, I revisited the idea, and I started the process of finding vendors that I could buy stuff from and relabel them to sell. And COVID hit in 2020, and that was when I had placed my first skincare order. So that got delayed. I had to have the order I placed the order maybe in April, and it had to be there in June, and I really did not get the order until, like, September. So in that time, there was a transition where I'm like, what do I do now? Because
exactly.
I really want to get this going. But in when I went natural in 2012, I was always making this moisturizer, which I call now the Shea Rosemary Moisturizer. I would mix different oils with shea butter and use it in my hair, and it really helped my hair advance and grow. And my daughter at the time was 4, and I used that in her hair as well, and it worked. So I said, maybe I should just try making this and see who likes it. So I made a batch of samples, and I emailed my friends, and I sent some to them. You know, I got their addresses, and I sent some to them, and people really loved it. And they're like, why don't you sell this? So I'm like, okay, that was really the intention, but I didn't know if people would really like it. And it took off, and I made a bigger batch where I made an 8-ounce. Well, I started with a 4.7-ounce, and that went out the door as soon as I made it. And then they're like, oh, maybe you need to make a bigger bottle. So I know I made the 8-ounce, and now I have the 8-ounce and the 16-ounce. So that's how Heal & Go started. And then after that, I started in the summertime, still waiting for my skincare to come. I started experimenting on making the black soap shampoo and the aloe vera conditioner. And I made a few batches and tried it to give my sister some friends some. And I kept working on that formula until now I could have released it. So at the end of 2020, I released that. And came.
Go right ahead. Yeah.
I had a few customers who wanted it, but people really wanted the hair stuff.
Well, I have to say, and this is why I was jumping in, because I'm hearing that you started not all that long ago, but as soon as you got started, you had all of these, you know, kind of things that kind of hit, and they really hit everybody with this COVID stuff. So just in persevering and making it on through that, and also kind of, you know, expanding and growing what you're doing as well. You know, when I had a chance to go visit your website, and we're talking about Heal and Go, let me just say it real clearly, healandgo.com. And this is spelled Heal, H-E-A-L, N like Nancy, G-O.com. You've got to check it out. She's got some great stuff there. But just, just tipping my hat to you just to be in business and to hanging in with what you're doing. Now, Gail, where are you based? Where is Heal and Go based? Where part of the country are you in?
I'm in East Windsor, New Jersey, and that's right
outside. Okay. Outside. I'm sorry, I cut you off.
Right outside of Princeton.
Princeton, okay. So down in the southern part of New Jersey. Mm-hmm. Okay, not all that far. Great. Well, listen, I am excited to welcome you to the Hair Radio Morning Show. And what is the takeaway that you want to make sure folks have when they come and make a purchase from healandgo.com?
I want people to remember that Heal & Go is made with all natural products, and it is cruelty-free, and it is homemade.
Mm-hmm. It is homemade.
So I know when I turned natural and I started looking for products, there was a lot of stuff out there, and either it was too expensive or it wasn't all natural. And that also drove me to do my own at home, and I want people to go to take away that it is an all-natural product.
Well, we are just loving to tell folks about your story this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show. My guest has been Gail Bruni. So, Gail, what's next for Heal & Go? Anything that you want to share with us today?
I want to expand the hairline and maybe include something for men in there. That is an idea that
then I'll be back to shop there.
Thank you.
Yes. But I can still shop there in the meanwhile and buy some gifts for my wonderful fans.
The product I have, it's unisex. I mean, anybody can use it. It's not
okay,
made for
awesome.
Women. But most of my customers are women, and then the men say, what is for me? Although I say, you guys can use the same thing. They want something for men.
We want something, something that we can, and a lot of times we want to have our own products set aside.
Yes.
So real good stuff. Well, listen, we are coming to Heal and Go for all of that. So I'm real excited. Well, listen, welcome to the Hair Radio Show family.
Thank you so much.
Yes, we're happy to have you with us. All right. Thanks so much for being with us, Gail. Again, Gail Bruni with healandgo.com. Thanks so much. Online here. Yes, good stuff. Okay. All right, folks, keep it right here. We've got a whole lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go. Stay with us.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at chairwatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, my very special guest joining us this morning in the first hour is none other than Mr. Will Power, Harlem Will Power, I should say. Good morning, Harlem Will. How are you?
Good morning. Doing fine. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
It's my pleasure. Now, listen, I want to kind of jump right on in and talk about this revelation, if you will. I happen to be noticing on cross social media that Cedric the Entertainer, you know, he stars in a new CBS series called The Neighborhood and all of that, and he's had a long storied career as one of the kings of comedy. Well, he released a series of statements that really were across the board, everyone from, what is it, Atlanta Star or what have you, to TMZ, to so many others out there, in which he's talking about none other than the now infamous Bill Cosby, Dr. Bill Cosby, who many of you guys know. He was the legendary artist who kind of broke barriers in Hollywood and did so much in the African-American community, or I want to say the community at large. But I'm going to let you lead on in, Harlem Will. What can we talk a little bit about what Cedric the Entertainer had to say about Bill Cosby?
So Cedric, you know, Cedric, he always keeps it real with us, and he always comes with his personal opinion that a lot of people, you know, they just tend to share. So what he said in the Atlanta Black Star was that everything he did, in speaking of Bill Cosby, the way he contribute, the way he showed to love black people, Cedric told reporters, this is me reading his words, the way he taught us how to do that for ourselves, the way we all learned to take pride in our culture and our history. He also deemed Cosby a trailblazer in entertainment and life and suggested that celebrities like Jay-Z, Tyler Perry had Cosby to thank for their status. So this is a big salute coming from Cedric the Entertainer, and a lot of people agree with him because Bill Cosby's work shows for itself. He's done a lot.
Is there a difference in what black America thinks? You know, if we could speak monolithically just for a moment or two, is there a big difference in the perception that black people have of Bill Cosby legacy at this point versus what white America perhaps looks at, in your opinion?
In my opinion, it's unquestionably a difference between one segment of the United States population looks at him than the other one, meaning black versus white. In the black community, you know, because of what's happened to the community in this country, you know, from character assassinations to real life assassinations, we've seen it happen to so many prominent figures of the black community that has come forward and, you know, just had their characters taken down or themselves taken down, you know. So Bill Cosby, and then yet we see on the other side, you know, the Harvey Weinsteins. I mean, I don't want to put too many names out there, but we know too many times on the other side when the person is white, they don't suffer any kind of long-term damage. They don't go to jail. They don't go through any of the situations that Bill Cosby is going through. they don't see them happening on that side. So when we have somebody of Bill Cosby's stature, who's created so much good inside the black community, inspired pride with his work, with his production, and just touting an education through his work, everything being centered around education, pride, and hard work, and, you know, just your culture. We see somebody like this, and yes, he has a past, but he's contributed so much that you can't get rid of what he's done. You can't get rid of the work he's produced. You can't get rid of the work he's produced in the community and the enrollment in colleges, in higher education, even the interest in higher education, which was gone and pretty much stripped of the black community. He inspired that in an era where the crack epidemic was still was starting to rise. This is something you can't erase this man's work and think it's not going to leave an effect in the community, because it's literally affected the community. It's inspired people to do some things that they didn't inspire to do before.
That's right.
You can't get rid of this guy's work. You know, and forgive me if I'm getting, you know, I know I'm getting passionate and speaking in a couple of generalizations, but, like, what this man produced from the shows, the Cosby Show and A Different World, people being raised on that to the point it influenced, I can't state it enough, where it influenced people to go to HBCUs and just attend to a higher education, period. It's tangible results that you say you can't erase this man's work based off of something, you know, a mistake that seems to be a trend on the other side that just wants to destroy his work. And it's just that's just the view so far.
Well, I've got to jump on in and say, because when you look at this whole situation and you kind of, you know, just kind of going off on what you said there seems to be a jump to guilty when it involves a person of color. Now, this is the perception in the black community, and rightfully so if you're looking at it from black eyes, which I have. So So it's not something that we're just, you know, willy-nilly, you know, making a statement. It is already a proven fact that the perception of crime is what seems to be where, you know, folks think that people of color are guilty and deserve harsher punishment. That's what is there. And for more information on that, we've had on this very show the folks at the Sentencing Project, whose sole job it is, which is to talk about the disparities amongst the different races when it comes to crime and punishment. And so we've had them right here. The doctors have been on our show to elaborate on that, and it really speaks to it. But back to Bill Cosby, in full disclosure, I grew up in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, just literally a couple of blocks from Temple University, which has become, you know, was the alma mater, I believe, for Bill Cosby, and he has supported throughout the years. And growing up in Philadelphia, which is his home, again, we were full of pride. My entire existence is steeped into the amazing legacy that this man, I should say, what he started. So many years ago, we'd wake up on watch the cartoons, from Bill Cosby's, Fat Albert show.
Fat Albert.
Yes, all the way from that to, you know, watching reruns of I Spy, long before that we had shows where it was even a co-star, and a drama series for a man of color. So this was along with Robert Culp, that you guys remember him from The Greatest American Hero and all that other stuff. But just so that you have some idea who these folks are. So there is a long legacy. And I think that blacks, I'm going to speak for myself in this case. I do believe that I have to give some credit to folks that like Cedric the Entertainer, who believes that these men in our community, prominent, you know, African-American men, deserve credit for the contributions that they've made to our people and really to the people of America. But it seems America has a short memory when it comes to folks of color. So I want to just say that I take my hat off to Mr. Entertainer, because just the fact that he was forthcoming and being able to touch on something that others shy away from, and you're not going to hear this kind of conversation generally on other radio programs or in other broadcasting. Again, if it involves anything that's kind of racially charged, if you will, it tends to get overlooked in the broader general pop, we call it Gen Pop, for broadcasting, mm-hmm. because it's just a hot topic. Now, I believe, I totally support Cedric the Entertainer and what he said, and I believe that I would not throw out any of that with Bill Cosby. I think he was and is an amazing person for what he has created. Now, with that being said, I also want to take a moment because, you know, I did have an opportunity to interview the young lady, Takima, Crystal Kima, who played Bill Cosby and Felicia Rashad's daughter in his TV series following the successful long run of the Cosby Show that he did on NBC. So when he was mm-hmm. on CBS for a couple of years, he made sure to negotiate a 2-year contract, I remember. And Takia was on his show, and I later interviewed her when she also played the mother of Raven Simone in That's So Raven, that was a popular TV show. And so I had long discussions with Takima with regards to hair and beauty and herself breaking barriers with regards to natural hair and television. And that's what it really spawned from when I worked for Black Elegance Magazine as a contributor. So I just wanted to be able to say this. I believe in supporting the work and the legacy of Dr. Bill Cosby. Now, let me ask you, and again, if you're just kind of tuning in, folks, we're chatting with Harlem Will Power, who you host your own show, you do your own thing in radio, and you are just kind of, you know, giving us some of your perspective this morning on what Cedric had to say about the legacy of Bill Cosby. But what do you have to say about the legacy? Do you think his legacy will survive? Do you think folks will think back fondly of Bill Cosby?
I think only time will tell at this point. And if we're speaking maybe specifically about the Black community, yes, his legacy will absolutely survive. As far as in the American lexicon, I believe it's definitely going to take a hit, and that's to be expected. You got to take the good with the bad, and this is going to be one of those situations where you can't erase that part of his legacy. You just have to accept it because that is his legacy. He produced a lot of great things, and he just has this heinous act on this side right here, but an overall scope of the work is just, this is part of this great person's legacy. You know, you can actually say the same thing about a Harvey Weinstein company, the legacy of movies it created. This is what it, you know, but the owner was X and X, you know? So with Cosby, his legacy is going to stand the test of time because of what he's produced. It's so great that it's going to be timeless, especially in the Black community. It's something we can always go back and reference and, you know, look at with fond memories and, hell, inspiration.
What about the cancel culture? And is cancel culture just a code word for white cancel culture? It seems to me that, well, that's, I mean, and just being honest and forthright, it seems that I only see it so much associated with regards to, you know, folks who don't seem to be from the African American community. So, you know, are we cancel culture people too? What's your take on that this morning, Harlem Will?
My take on it is that it's funny because it's actually been the talk of the week, but it's actually been going on for the last, what, I think 4, 5, 6 years now.
Right.
We've been canceling people, you know, left and right now. It hasn't just come from the black community. I mean, there's been a whole bunch of people, you know, who say we're canceling Kim and Kanye, and you can think of, you know, more celebrities or prominent names out there that cancel culture, so to speak, has been going after. And it's, I think this is civilization's reckoning with what's the truth that's actually out there. You know, we're so sensitive at this point. You know, people are so aware. We are in the information age where we're getting so much. We're finding out so much that every little thing that we know is offensive, or everything, especially a person, everything a person did was wrong, or, you know, it just wasn't a good look on them. Wasn't a good look. I know that's a colloquialism. You know, what they did wasn't the best example of being, you know, the upstanding person that people thought they were. They're ready to write them off and say, no, this is racism, this is xenophobic, this is, you know, it's a whole bunch of terms that I think people are just very sensitive right now because it's happening so much and they're seeing it so fast with the information technology. Right in your phone, you can see everything you know, that offends you, and you're ready to lash out. And now this is practically Gen Z coming out, and the intentions are right, but to try to cancel people, you end up canceling the wrong people, you know, which is why you can't cancel anybody. You have to address them instead of canceling them. And
I totally understand your point with that. It seems to me that a lot of the cancel culture mentality, to me, Kerry Hines, just seems to remind me of mob mentality. And that's kind of what it is, predicated on social media and some of those other new technologies, if you will, that seem to support thinking that is only consistent with you. And that is part of the problem. If you shut out having the ability to take in everyone's perspective to kind of influence you in different ways, or to at least get your thinking in along a different train of thought, so to speak, this is what I believe it leads to. And it, to me, it's just, you know, yeah, let's get them, you know, type thing. And yes, folks, we tend to forget that people are human and we will make mistakes. But I think the whole cancel culture thing makes folks feel almost that they're able to look down on others, if you will, to some degree. So some folks, I don't know if they deserve to be canceled. Maybe their acts deserve to be canceled, but I don't know about people. So that's my take on it, Harlem Will. I want to thank you for being with us in the first hour, new in the first hour, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Harlem Will, any last thoughts on this whole Cedric the Entertainer, Bill Cosby support talk that we're having this morning right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show in the first hour?
Just finish off with some last words and just saying he feels like a lot of people feel, including myself. You know, this is a recurring thought in the community. And for a lot of people, I guess, particularly outside the black community, who can't really understand it, it's like, well, that's part of the culture. You're not going to understand it. You know, this is the ramifications of being black in America. You know, we can't get rid, can't cancel people, like you said.
All right. On that note, Harlem Will, thank you so much for being with us.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Just like the eyes are the window to the soul, the scalp is the window to beautiful and luxurious hair. The way to obtain it is with Stimulating Roots. Stimulating Roots will exfoliate and detoxify your scalp, promoting healthy hair growth. Stimulating Roots has a system to detoxify and grow your hair. Their shampoo combines menthol, camphor, and pink grapefruit essential oil to improve blood circulation in the scalp. Their conditioner, that stimulates, moisturizes, and hydrates the hair. The regeneration oil, that contains essential oils that work together to promote hair growth while calming an itchy, dry, and irritated scalp. Open the window to beautiful and luxurious hair. Awaken the senses to your scalp with Stimulating Roots. This is available at StimulatingRoots.com. That's StimulatingRoots, R-U-T-Z.com.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to RuggedEvo.com. That's RuggedEvo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and we have a very special guest with us today. Her name is Dr. Praneet James, and Dr. James, welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Well, thank you, Carrie, for having me.
Well, it's my pleasure. Now, you are a trichologist. Why don't you start, tell our listeners out there, what exactly is a trichologist?
Well, Carrie, that's a great question. A trichologist is someone who has studied the science of hair. So I work very closely with clients that are suffering from various hair and scalp disorders, hair loss, or just in general trying to get the hair to a healthy state.
Okay, well, we're gonna really go in that, kind of talk about that a little bit more in just a few minutes. We have a lot of folks out there who are experiencing what appears to be like hair loss or experiencing hair loss, we might as well just say it. And I think that we'll be able to kind of shed some light on some things and kind of be able to point them in the right direction. In terms of seeking treatment or seeking help. Now, listen, in full disclosure, Dr. James, I have to say to all of the fans of the Hair Radio Show and those who've already purchased How to Get Rich in the Hair Business book, you are featured in this great book. So by yours truly. So I want to thank you for that and just point it out to everybody that in addition to this wonderful opportunity we have to talk to you today, that they can always pick up the How to Get Rich in the Hair Business book because you bring the hair talk and they can read it word for word in this book. So I just want to mention that, get that out of the way a bit. Now, Dr. James, you were just telling us in terms of what trichology is. Let's just go back a little bit. Tell the folks where you're from and where you operate from.
I am originally from Norfolk, Virginia. I currently stay about 30 minutes away from Norfolk in the beautiful city of Virginia Beach, Virginia, where I also operate my salon, natural hair salon and clinic, which is known as Fruit of the Spirit Hair Care Studio and Clinic.
All right. Well, we're going to be checking back with you on that throughout the broadcast. I'm going to remind all the folks out there, keep reminding everybody about this wonderful place that you have so when they're in the area, they can check it out. Now, let us delve into this wonderful world of trichology. You see a lot of folks who have, in their opinion, experienced hair loss. But let's flip it. What do you think? What is the most common type of issue that you treat there in your shop in the way of hair loss?
That's a great question, Carrie. There are so many different variations of different conditions that I treat. For the most part, I find that a lot of women are coming into the clinic with traction alopecia. Traction alopecia is just one of the different variations of alopecia. There are so many. But what traction alopecia is wherein the client has, or the actual stylist who rendered the service, has caused trauma to the hair follicle. And in some instances, it can be reversed if it's caught, you know, early enough, or the, you know, they're seeing the early signs. However, if they wait too long, then the follicles can become dormant, whereas, you know, it's not reversible. So that is the that's the number one. And then, you know, I'm seeing androgenetic alopecia, where it's, you know, it's from the genetics. It's, in, you know, hereditary. And then I'm seeing a lot of seborrheic dermatitis, wherein that can also lead, you know, to hair loss or staining around the hairline if it's not treated. So, again, there's so many different variations, but pretty much those are the number one types that I'm seeing.
Okay. Well, and talking about it a bit, especially the traction alopecia, is that the one that's identified most with, like, the tight braids and the pulling from the scalp for the tight ponytail type things? Tell us a little bit. What are some of in your experience, some of the common styles that seem to contribute to traction alopecia or could lead to it?
The type of styling that could lead to traction alopecia, of course, is the weaving, the tight braids, chemical damage, you know, overprocessing of chemical relaxers, which can also cause scarring alopecia, wherein, you know, in most instances, the hair will not grow back. But for the most part, it's the tight braids, glue, which is definitely a no-no. I wouldn't advise anyone to do the glue ends, even with the so-called protective methods or taking precautionary measures, you still can cause, you know, damage to the follicle itself.
Mm.
So those are pretty much the contributing factors.
Okay. Now, I've heard a lot of folks say that they feel like it, that there's nothing they can do. You know, and I'm understanding that there are some treatments. You yourself just mentioned that if, in some cases, if it's caught early, it can possibly be reversed. What can someone do? What are the steps they should take in terms of first identifying this, and then what possibly could they do to minimize this or to reverse this, if you will?
They need to see a trichologist right away when they're experiencing the early signs. Like, say, for instance, they're experiencing excessive hair breakage, or they had a chemical service rendered and they, you know, a bald spot occurs, or they're undergoing a tremendous amount of stress, which can also lead to alopecia areata, which I didn't tap or touch on.
Right.
Alopecia areata can be caused by traumatic or chronic stress. Traumatic, of course, is something that happens unexpected, death in the family, loss of job, et cetera, that can contribute to traumatic stress, which, of course, can cause alopecia areata, wherein they may experience one mosaic circular spot in the head. If it goes untreated, then, of course, it spreads, you know, over the head, and it can go into alopecia totalis, where they lose all of the hair and eyebrows, et cetera. And then if it goes untreated, then it can actually go into alopecia universalis, where they lose all body hair. Of course, that is an autoimmune type issue, which of course can be targeted with health as well.
Now, the areata, isn't that the one that can possibly, you know, your hair can start to grow back after, you know, maybe the stress is, you know, alleviated in some way. Is that possible?
Absolutely. Yes, it normally takes about 3 to 6 months. You know, if the hair is going to grow back, that's the norm, anywhere between 3 to 6 months with treatments. But that is also a major. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I'm listening to you. Go right ahead.
No, I was just saying that that is definitely another major issue that comes into the clinic, the alopecia areata.
Wow. Now, in your clinic, do you treat majority women or men, or is it about even? Do you find that these types of issues are about even?
I would say men are about 20 years ahead in the hair loss industry, whether, you know, they're receiving hair replacement treatments, et cetera. But a lot of women are coming out more so now than ever before. But to answer your question, Carrie, I treat approximately about 70% women and 30% men or males.
But tell us a
males
little
are very
about,
secretive. Mm-hmm. Males are very secretive. You know, they're not like us women wherein we, you know, we like to talk about it in a group, et cetera. They, you know, the males, they like to be very, this is a very private issue for them, and they don't really have a support group like the women, you know, do. But for the most part, like I said, I do treat both.
Okay, because I kind of can understand what you mean, because if I could just get away, throw a wig on, and nobody would know it's a wig. I'm out the door. I'm stepping on. And that's kind of how, so in terms of treatment, yeah, and being a guy, I guess, you know, that's very possible where we would look at it differently. But I do want to ask about that. You said that, you know, with the men were 20 years ahead. What exactly did you mean by that? I'm not sure if I was clear on that.
Well, with the males, you know, with the hair replacement, like hair club for men and women, you know, et cetera, they actually, you know, took part in the hair replacement units prior to the women. They do like the toupees and the, you know, the hair.
Right.
Of course, they've got a little bit more modern today, but they were actually the ones that started, you know, wearing the hair replacement units or pieces, which is something also that I offer to as a solution to take care of my patients or clients that are suffering from hair loss, to take care of their appearance while they're in the midst of treatment.
Okay. Do they still call it like the prosthesis items
cranial
and all
prosthesis.
Of that?
Yes. Yes, cranial prosthesis or prosthetics, yes.
Okay, wow. This is a vast subject. First of all, folks, if you've just joined us, you're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and today's guest is renowned trichologist, Dr. Pranique James. And I'm so excited to have her with us. And you've been a longtime supporter of the Hair Radio Show, as we pointed out earlier. And we're just very excited to have you with us. And you are the go-to person. You are the go-to trichologist. And just a wonderful stylist. Now, you're a natural hair stylist. So you run the whole gamut. Tell our listeners some of the other things that you do at your salon, some of the other services, I should say.
Sure. As I mentioned earlier, of course, I am the trichologist, but also I am all natural focused stylist, meaning that we do not render chemicals within the salon, with the exception of color, but as for relaxers or permanent waving, et cetera, we do not render those type of services. However, whether the client is wanting to wear the hair kinky, coily, or smooth, frizz-free, flowing hair, we are able to achieve those options with chemical-free solutions. So we do provide alternatives to our clients to, of course, maintain the optimal health of the hair.
Okay, and speaking of optimal health of the hair, do you find that a lot of the clients nowadays are coming in with their whole attitude is about what can they do to keep their hair healthy or to get their hair healthy, and then what steps they need to do to keep their hair healthy, and maybe seeing you as that great first step, but what have you noticed at the salon?
Absolutely. A lot of the consumers are coming in, especially naturalists. They're coming in. They're wanting to know what products they can use on their hair, what supplements they can take to maintain healthy hair, et cetera. My approach is a multi-therapy approach. I work inside out. So healthy hair starts within and it works its way out. So a lot of times clients that are coming in have a lot of nutritional deficiencies, which, of course, reflect in the hair. So let's say, for instance, someone comes in, they have an issue in their, you know, of course, our body, we have 10 different body systems. So a lot of times the women that are coming in, their issues are with their glandular system. That's the system that houses our adrenal glands. That's the system that helps us to deal with stress, menopausal issues, thyroid issues. All of that stems from that particular body system. So, again, back to health, a lot of times it's just a matter of being placed on a customized regimen in order to, you know, achieve the optimum health of the hair. Then, of course, the products, using the correct products in the hair. A lot of times they're using this product, they're using that, and they're actually product junkies. At my salon, I require, before any services are rendered, I do require a consultation to be rendered. It's not a 10-minute or a 5-minute consultation. It's actually 45 minutes to an hour where I meet one-on-one with the potential consumer that comes in. I meet with them one-on-one. We address the goals that they desire for their hair. And this is just a more so a basic consultation targeting healthy hair and natural hair. So we discuss their goals that they desire for their hair. Then I conduct a basic hair and scalp analysis to determine how those goals will be achieved. Then I identify their curl type, which is very important in determining what products will work best on their hair to enhance their curl pattern. So, again, they're not becoming a product junkie or, of course, we can better suit their needs. Then we address the various styling options only based upon the condition of their hair, the looks they're opting for, and I also go over an at-home maintenance regimen to follow. So a lot of times, you know, whether the client wants to be salon-dependent or they want to take care of their hair at home, my number one goal is to make sure that they understand how to maintain the health of the hair. So if I have someone come, you know, a naturalista that comes in where they just want to know what type of products to use in their hair, I don't just sell them the products. I make sure that we do a tutorial. They know step one, step two, step three. I write them out a customized prescription on how to use the products. A lot of times, you know, you have to mix parts, et cetera, and the regimen is specifically designed for the individual. There is no one particular treatment or product that's going to work 100% across the board for each client. So that's why I recommend the consultation. So therefore, everybody's on the same page and we're moving in, you know, in the right direction.
What you say about the products, I mean, that just seems to be key. When we look at television, we are, you know, constantly seeing so many different new items on the market to treat hair loss. What's your take on it? And why do we see so much and nothing seems to really be effective in terms of what we see on TV?
Of course, you know, every time you turn around, like you said, you're seeing this product come out, this product, et cetera. Again, back to knowing exactly what the issues are, will pretty much determine what is needed for that particular individual. Like I said, there's no one-size-fit-all.
No, there isn't.
I highly recommend, you know, them coming in. If they're not in my area, if they're having hair loss issues, et cetera, they need to seek a trichologist. So therefore, they'll know exactly what the issue is versus treating the symptom. They can get to the source of what's going on. Because if they don't target this, what's going on, the actual problem itself at hand, then they're going to spin their wheels. If this product doesn't work, let me try this. Somebody said this is working and nothing is working. So they're wasting their money and their time versus just, you know, going to seek professional consultation, and again, determining what's going to work best for them as an individual.
I see. Wow. Well, folks, again, if you've just joined us, you're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and I want to take a moment to just thank Dr. Praneet James for being with us today. Dr. James, again, welcome to Hair Radio, and thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Carrie. I'm really enjoying myself talking about what I love.
Well,
I can actually
so
go on and on and on. I don't think you have enough time
well, that's
for me
okay.
today.
Yes, we do.
Okay.
We've got 3 full hours here at the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Oh, wow.
And if you need more, we'll look into that.
Okay.
Speaking of which, actually, you bring up a very good point, because even following this interview today, folks can still read a whole lot more of what you have to say about hair care in my book, How to Get Rich in the Hair Business. So I'm very excited because you were kind enough to make a contribution to us and in the way of some wonderful hair ideas and some, you know, hair loss prevention ideas and so forth. And we really, really appreciate that. In fact, you mentioned something, and maybe you can help us to get to understand this, those of us who are novices and we're not stylists, but what exactly in terms of identifying, not identifying the curl pattern, but the classification, the 4C, the this, the that, what does that mean? You know what
okay.
I mean? In terms of, yeah, different classes, is there a way that you can explain that so we at least have some kind of idea and we can take it from there?
Oh, absolutely. For the most part, the curl classifications or curl types, again, are determined, the products that you're using in your hair are determined by your curl type or your curl classification. And also how much heat is used on the hair, et cetera. You'll find that your looser curl pattern or wavy patterns will fall below the 3 or the earlier 3, 2, and 1 curl types. You'll find that your tighter curl types will be in the 4 category. You have your 4A, which is more so prone to frizz. That's more of a coily, curly type curl pattern. Then, of course, you have your 4B, and then, of course, your 4C, which will be more your zigzag, which is the tightest on the charting. So, again, knowing your curl type will definitely take a lot of guesswork out of what products work best on your hair, what shampoos and conditioners, styling aids, all of that. And speaking of shampoos and conditioners, let me kind of tap on that as well.
Sure.
I find that I travel all over the country and do the different natural hair shows, and a lot of times I'm finding that the naturalistas, they're quick to pick up the styling product but forget all about the foundation, all right? The foundation definitely has to be addressed properly prior to coming in with styling aids. Of course, that has a lot to deal with your porosity and your elasticity, and just to kind of tap on that, that means a lot as well when you're determining what products work in your hair, what you need to use for your hair, et cetera. The porosity is the ability for the hair to hold absorb moisture or product. And then, of course, the elasticity is the ability for the hair to stretch and return to its natural state without popping or shedding. So it's good to actually have those two tests rendered as well before you actually determine what products will work best in your hair. And that should be something addressed in a consultation when you go visit your local stylist, or you're considering going natural, or you're completely natural. Now, back to the foundational products. Your foundational products should always consist of a clarifying shampoo. I hear a lot about co-washing, and I'll get to that in a moment.
Right, yes.
You should always have a clarifying shampoo, and I think the fear with a lot of the consumers that are natural, they don't want to properly cleanse their hair or completely submerge their hair in shampoo because they are afraid of the hair drying out or becoming really
right.
tangly, et cetera. But if you have the proper balance regimen, meaning that your hair, once you finish styling your hair or applying your styling products, your hair should be at a pH balance of 4.5 to 5.5. The scale runs from 1 to 14, and each product that you apply to your hair has a certain pH level. If you don't know it, know what the pH of each product you're using in your hair and how to determine that, you're going to be spinning your wheels. So back to your shampoo, you should always come in with a clarifying shampoo first. Clarifying shampoos will come in and remove any and everything that has deposited onto the hair shaft, oils, dirt, debris, minerals, some sweat. That deposit on the shaft make the hair very dry and brittle. Medications, if they, you know, go swimming, it takes everything out. And then your second shampoo should be determined upon your finished look. So if they're wanting to wear their hair curly or coily, they should be using a moisturizing shampoo that's geared towards texture. If they're wanting to smooth their hair, do a steam press or a silk press, then they need to be using a smoothing shampoo that's also a moisturizing shampoo designed for smoothing the hair, because those type of shampoos contain kyanic polymers. Kyanic polymers is a smoothing complex that prepares the hair for heat. It actually smooths the cuticle layer, so it makes the hair, it makes it more easier for the stylist or the consumer to actually go in with heat and smooth the hair. If they're using a shampoo that's geared towards curly, they're going to find that their silk press is not going to last as long. It's going to be a little bit more challenging to go in and smooth the hair. And then, of course, it doesn't have the heat protectants or the humidity blockers built in. And then they should be rotating their conditioning regimen. The hair is just like the body, so if they constantly use the same conditioners, eventually the hair will not respond. And this is just general. And once you build that foundation coming in with the proper shampoo and conditioning regimen, now, of course, your shampoos and conditioners should be sulfate-free. A lot of times, that's general. However, if they're experiencing any type of hair or scalp disorders, dry scalp, silverhead dermatitis, eczema, psoriasis, they shouldn't be using any shampoos that contain SLS, which is sodium lauryl sulfate. And you'll find that a lot of the shampoos that state they're sulfate-free, they'll still have the SLS built in, which is very mild. A milder form of sulfate. And what sulfate is just like you use a dish detergent in your hair. Sulfate That's actually right. goes in and it strips the hair, makes the hair very dry. But as for the conditioners, again, rotating the conditioners, they should be using a protein and moisturizing treatment. However, too much protein can snap the hair, too little can as well, so they do want to make sure that both contents are properly balanced, and any other specifics that they may need. If they're suffering from hair loss, then, of course, there are treatment shampoos that are on the market that will cater to the hair loss, if their hair is very dry or porous, et cetera. Go ahead, Carrie. I'm sorry.
And no, I just wanted to jump in. No, I love this. I wanted to just say it seems to me that a lot of this would there's no way that just a person on the street would kind of know these things. So how do they find a trichologist? I mean, does every hairstylist know all of this, or do you work with their stylist? What's the role of the trichologist in terms of how do you connect with the person? How does the person connect with you? How do they find you? And then what would you suggest that they do to even connect with a trichologist to begin with? Because it seems to me that they need to work with, it's an education process as well, it sounds like to me.
Oh, absolutely. It's tons of education. It's ongoing. The industry is constantly changing, just with hair in general, it constantly changes. But my advice for someone that is looking to become a trichologist, I would
looking to connect with one.
Misunderstood your question. Okay. Okay, internet searching, like in my area, if they type in trichologist, I pop up. I'm the only trichologist within, the Hampton Roads area. The closest near me is in the DMV, which is in your northern Virginia area. Trichologists are very rare. I am creating a program where I'm working with stylists or cosmetologists, providing them with a referral fee. For referring to clients that are suffering from hair loss, and then I can write out a prescription on, what they need to do if they, when they return back to their stylist on, what products their stylist need to use, et cetera, or they may come, they may come once a month to me and still continue their service with their stylist, et cetera.
So it's like a team approach.
Absolutely. It has to be a team approach. Once they come and have treatments done, they don't want to return to what they were previously doing because they're just, defeating the purpose. But like I said, for the most part, is a, an inner issue working inside out. So for the most part, if they're placed on the proper regimen health-wise as for, nutritional supplements, then, of course, that will help, the outer. So that's pretty much what, the steps we take. And then, of course, we treat topically and we come in with electrotherapy treatments. All of that is inclusive in, you know, coming to a trichologist. Hopefully I'm answering your question and not going around the mulberry bush.
No, I think you're doing a great job.
Okay.
And I'm listening to every word you say. My other question, I was just thinking as you were explaining that, what about the cost? Now, this seems to me that this is beyond, I call it para hair, this is beyond the typical styling services type thing in general. You know, of course, it can still be part of it, as you explained earlier. But is this something that quite possibly insurance might cover? Is that even possible in some cases? Or is this, because it sounds so medical and so, you know, it just sounds very like a different level beyond styling services that you generally find with a hairstylist or a barber.
Now, that is a great question. Still to date, the insurance companies do not cover the trichology treatments. However, they do cover hair replacement. However, you know, it has to be pre-approved by their insurance company, and it will fall in the category of cranial prosthetics as for them, you know, as providing them with a solution, you know, to take care of their appearance. But still to date, they don't cover trichology, you know, the trichology aspect of it, which is sad. But we're working towards that at this point, and in the near future, it should, you know, come into effect.
And one of the biggest questions that I should have asked you kind of at the top, and you kind of explained a whole lot since then, which has been fantastic, but clearly the difference between a dermatologist and a trichologist.
Well, again, that's another great question, Carrie. You have so many great questions. The difference, and that's a very important question, the difference between a trichologist and a dermatologist. A dermatologist is someone who more so specializes in derma or skin. However, they have been trained to, you know, work with hair slightly. But when a consumer goes to a dermatologist and they say, okay, I have this issue with my scalp, et cetera, the dermatologist is only going to treat the symptoms, meaning they're going to maybe suggest cortisone injections or some type of topical solution, et cetera, which, of course, only pacifies the problem. On the other hand, or causes some other side effects. On the other hand, when a consumer comes to a trichologist, we take a multi-therapy approach to overall hair health, meaning that we're going to, you know, get to the source of what's going on to provide more of a permanent solution versus something that's, you know, only going to be semi-permanent or temporary.
Okay,
actually.
Got it.
And even when they go to a dermatologist and, you know, they provide them with a topical solution, a lot of times it throws the pH of the hair and the scalp off, dries the hair out severely. So they may take care of one issue, you know, temporarily, but it causes another issue, you know, severe hair breakage, again, throwing the balance of the hair off. The hair is very porous. So I'm not saying that the dermatology solutions do not work, but if someone comes to me that has been to a dermatologist, I don't talk against the dermatologist or just pretty much, you know, tell them to put, you know, put the product.
You don't say don't go back to that one.
Right.
Okay.
What we do is we can take what they have and add to it to make sure that the hair is balanced, because the ultimate goal is when that hair is growing in, we don't want it to reverse. We don't want it to snap back off. So if the hair is growing into an unhealthy environment, if it's very dry, you know, growing into a dry environment, especially with the tighter curl patterns in the four categories we mentioned earlier, find that the hair started snapping back off, so they started going, you know, backwards, and they end up with the same issues.
Well, I have to say, folks, Dr. James, you are just chock full of information. We're going to have you back often because we'd love to have you because our listeners have a lot of questions. Hair loss is a huge topic. It's a big discussion. And today was a great introduction to it. But we need to have you back to break it all the way down.
Absolutely.
So that
I'd love
way,
to
yes.
that.
Well, we'd love to have you. Now, you know what, before we go, let me just have the folks out there know how to reach you again. Dr. James, how would they find you? Where would they find you? How would they find you and all of that? Please share that with our listeners.
Great. Thank you, Carrie. They can find me, or they can actually go to my website, which is Fruit of the Spirit Salons with an S. .com. They can actually schedule an appointment online. If they have any questions, they can send those questions over. I'm also on Facebook under Prenik, P-R-E-N as in Nancy, I-K James. Instagram, Fruit of the Spirit Salons, and also Twitter. So all the social media sites they can reach me on. Or they can call me, area code 757-452-0170. And as I mentioned, the name of the salon is Fruit of the Spirit Hair Care Studio and Clinic, and we're located in the beautiful city of Virginia Beach, Virginia. So I look forward to hearing from the listeners soon.
Absolutely. And folks out there, when you do contact Dr. James, please let her know that you heard about her right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. That's important. So, Dr. James, okay, thank you. Any last thoughts that you want to share, things that you want to drive home, a point you want to drive home with everyone before we say goodbye today?
Sure. I wanted to add one of my websites as for the health of the hair. I do have another website and a company that I'm affiliated with. It's called www.healthyhair.idlife.com, wherein the listeners can go on my website and take a free HIPAA-compliant health assessment where it will identify all of their nutritional needs. Because, of course, our body, we're individuals, and, of course, our body needs individualized nutrition. So visit my website, fill out the HIPAA-compliant health assessment. It'll print them out. A comprehensive report is free of charge, so they can kind of get an idea what their body needs nutritional-wise. And to end this interview, I would like to tell the listening audience, or let them know, that healthy hair begins with a healthy start.
Well, I believe that ID Life, I've seen them in action. Outstanding. Thank you for mentioning that. Dr. Prenik James, thank you. Yes, well, thank you for being with us. And just want to shout out to all the folks that you're connected with and your mother, Ed, just everybody. Please, from the Hair Radio Show, pass along our well wishes and all of that. You have a great day.
I will do. Thank you so much, Carrie, for having me.
All right. Well, folks, listen, there's a lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to come. Stay with us.
Has your trip to the local hair store left you down? Same old hair with little selection and outrageous prices? Well, you need to check out TracyBeautySupply.com. This is an online beauty store specializing in all types of hair. There are different lengths, different colors, different styles, and you can basically live out your hair fantasy through this site. TracyBeautySupply.com is devoted to helping every woman's dream of the perfect hairstyle come true by providing the highest quality of virgin human hair. Want a new look? We'll help you find a new color. We'll help you find it. You can't get it? We got it. And we can deliver it to you because we can deliver everywhere. TracyBeautySupply.com, where hair fantasies come true.
Hi, I'm Carrie Hines. I want to shout out to superstar hairstylist, industry legend, and my friend, Troy Ballard, a.k.a. Smooth Black of Smooth Black, Inc. He's a hair biz educator, entrepreneur, and yes, he's known for coloring, cutting, and complete hair care services for the whole family. And now, you can hear him right here on Wednesday mornings, live at 8:30 Eastern, all the way from Southern California. Now, he's sharing a few trade secrets and so much more, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Stay tuned.
me brother when you need a hand. We all need somebody to lean on. I just might have a problem that you'll understand. We all need somebody to lean on.
I want to give a shout out to Tony Terry for a great job.
Well, y'all know what time it is. Look at here. It's the Hair Morning Radio Hair Show with Gary Hines. It's your boy, Smooth Black. I just want to say, thank God for this company, y'all. Y'all better be blessed. The Hair Radio Nation going to the next level, y'all. Get it, 2021. God bless.
All right, we're back live. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. It is Wednesday morning. It's May 26th of 2021. It's our show number 568, show number 568. And just kind of getting things ready for the rest of our broadcast. We have a lot of things to get to this morning, as always. The first stop is to check in with Miss Terry. Now, Miss Terry comes to us. She's a hairstylist out of Georgia. She's one of our biggest fan contributors to the broadcast. You get a chance to hear her each day right here along with myself and some others, and we're just happy to have you. Good morning, Miss Terry.
Good morning. How are we doing?
Morning. Well, okay. Thank you so much. We're having a great day so far. Thank you for that. It is Wednesday morning, live throughout the world. So we have, as I mentioned, we have a lot to get to this morning. We're going to start with the continuation coverage of George Floyd's one-year anniversary since his death. Our coverage began yesterday on Tuesday when we started kind of looking at his life. I even shared my personal anecdote. I'll get that on in just a little bit. But, you know, when I turned on the television yesterday evening to kind of review some of this that was happening, and also got a look at social media. And so I wanted to ask you, Miss Terry, did you get a chance to see any of the coverage or see anything online about the George Floyd's one-year anniversary?
You know, I did get to see a little bit. I was actually watching where this protest had kind of turned not so great, and people were bursting out windows and things like that. But I didn't see a whole bunch, but just a little bit of that.
Well, let me just jump sure. Let me just make sure that we're always clear on that. Oftentimes, if you are seeing or hearing about violence, not even so much violence, but vandalism in connection with these Black Lives Matter protests, please be aware that a lot of times the groups are infiltrated by others who are outside of these protesting folks. It's very rare that you actually have any actual protesters who are part of that whole thing trying to be instigators to make it difficult. And I mean, it's just ongoing, as you guys out there are already aware of these things. So, but I just want to be clear on that. Also wanted to say, in some of the things online, like I saw one gentleman who, and we're going to talk about George Floyd again at about 8 o'clock this morning, but I just wanted to mention this. And that was that they were saying you should not celebrate or use the word. He was asking folks, a gentleman just, you know, somebody randomly posting on Facebook or what have you. He's like, oh, well, don't use the word anniversary. Because, the way he was describing it, it sounded very celebratory, I guess, was his point. And so I thought about it. I said, well, anniversary really is the right word. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's connected with happy times, per se, even
right.
though that might be generally what happens with it. I said, but anniversary, that's what it means. So he was like demanding the media to stop using the word anniversary. I know what his intention was, and I totally understand what he was trying to say, but I don't think that was the right exact thing. That is the right word to use. Now, his family, George Floyd's family, even though they were quite reflective, they were also the mindset, you know, of positivity, from what I could see. So I think, everybody can memorialize this in their own way. But for me, that's the right word. How do you feel about that? Does that make any sense, Ms. Perry?
Well, funny you say that, because I kind of had some of those thoughts too yesterday, just wondering, is anniversary the proper word to use? Should I be using that? Should I not? So I'm glad you kind of cleared that up, because I did
sure.
think that. I'm like, okay,
word,
anniversary,
yes,
is that
ahead.
The word I should use? Go ahead, Terry.
Right, because no, I totally agree. I think because the word A, you know, the part of the word A and in it, that's what it means, year. That's
okay.
what it means. That's the actual, you know, origin of the word. So, yes, that's what it's about. It's each year. It's something that is repetitive. It doesn't mean that we have to – it doesn't even mean that we have to celebrate a dancing on a table type thing.
Right,
but to
right.
recognize it. Yeah, that is the right word. It's 100% the right word. What he was
okay.
probably really trying to say is that maybe we shouldn't – you know, celebrate the year, each year of this thing as a marker for somebody's murder. So I think I'm totally on board with what his sentiment is. It's just that I think he was, you know, it was the targeting of the word was not the most effective way to get his message across, in my opinion. But I love it, and I'm on board, you know, to let's, you know, keep the focus on George Floyd as far as I'm concerned. And on what needs to change, because the tactics and all that, as I said, we'll get into it in about a half hour, but just wanted to kind of start there this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Again, if you guys are just tuning in, I'm Carrie Hines. I'm in Brooklyn, New York. And with me is our number one fan contributor. You guys know Miss Terry. She's been with us many, many, many times right here on the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. Lots of stuff going on this morning, Miss Terry. Lots of things.
Lots of
really
stuff.
Really kind of, yeah.
Plenty of great stuff to talk about.
Absolutely. Now, coming up in our third hour today, so we're talking between 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock Eastern Time, 7 to 8 if you're in a central time zone. We have a special guest. Well, first of all, at 8 o'clock again, our George Floyd coverage continues. And then at about 8:30 this morning, we should be joined by the one and only Troy Ballard. If it's Wednesday morning at about 8:30, you know it's time for Troy Ballard, a.k.a. Smooth Black. And he's on
Smooth Black.
Nine, which Smooth Black. Well, he is an accomplished, legendary hair stylist from California. He's done the
That's
travel.
Awesome.
And the classes and the this and that, and representing, as you had mentioned, we talked off mic, and yes, he's a brand ambassador and all that wonderful stuff, and workshop leader, and on and on and on, and we just love when he comes to the show. My favorite part is that he usually kicks off, and for the very first time on the show, like with a spiritual greeting, if you will, and he kind of closes out a segment with another spiritual thing, so it's kind of nice. So today what we're doing is Client the Stylist when Smooth Black joins us, and Stylist the Stylist. And so I'll kind of kick things off talking a little bit about what's happening in the industry and then switching gears to, you know, some client, looking from a client's perspective, if you will, which is, a neophyte, not a professional from my perspective, because that would fit in with me. And then we turn to the one and only Miss Terry to kind of, you know, weigh in on Stylist to Stylist. So we're real happy about that, and I think that that's going to be really just something awesome, and we're excited about it. So what do you think about that, Miss Terry, on the Hair Radio Morning Show?
Yeah, I think that's going to be awesome. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
I can't wait to ask Troy all these wonderful questions. And
yes.
We're just going to kick it off today. Yes.
Sounds good. I'm excited as well. And so, we've got some more announcements. We've got to talk about the 600th show coming up in September.
Woo-hoo!
We got to talk about next month. Yes, we have a lot of things happening in the month of June. We want you guys on board with all of that. We're going to take a little bit of a couple of announcements, and we'll be right back. We want you guys to stay with us. We've got a lot more to get to this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show. All right, let me see if I can find a wonderful coffee reminder. So stay with us.
Morning coffee.
I wanted to tell you a little bit about some of the amazing companies that are connected with the Hair Radio Morning Show. Folks like FixYourFeet.com with the amazing Dr. Yolanda Ragland. She has two locations, one in New York City, one out in Maryland. She is a DPM, which is a doctor of podiatric medicine, and she knows what she's doing. Please go to FixYourFeet.com. She's pretty much fixyourfeet.com across so many different platforms and social media. You can certainly find her. Grip and dip. And we now, I'm so happy to say that the Hair Radio Morning Show, we actually carry the Grip and Dip. What it is, it's a device. It looks like a watch. It's a beautiful little watch that goes on your wrist. And so when someone like a braider is greasing someone's scalp, or mom or whomever is greasing someone's scalp, they don't have to put a dip of the hair grease on the back of their wrist. They can actually put it in the repository, which looks like a watch. It's called the Grip and Dip, and it works beautifully, and it's very economical. If you'd like to order, just let us know here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. We will get you a Grip and Dip. Also, we're going to have it available at hairradio.com. That's HairRadio.com. We also like to tell you about Rugged Evolution Beard Care. Their website is ruggedevo.com. So ruggedevo.com. They have a complete line of beard care. I'm really, really quite proud of Arrington and all that they have done at their company. Please go to ruggedevo.com for the complete details and all their new products. They are always releasing new products for the men and beards. Please check them out. Again, ruggedevo.com. Stimulating Roots. StimulatingRoots.com. Now, I love Stimulating Roots. Roots is spelled R-U-T-Z. Let's be clear. StimulatingRoots.com is a complete system which works to prevent hair loss, and it is just amazing. It also, actually, it's a complete system. Please go to StimulatingRoots.com. Again, it's R-U-T-Z.com. Smooth Black. I want to say Smooth Black Inc. Troy Ballard, he's the man behind Smooth Black.
ink, rather. He is Smooth Black, big time hairstylist who is really known, especially out in California on the West Coast. He actually stars in his own radio show right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show wheel on Wednesday mornings at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central. We're glad to have him. He shares a lot of trade secrets and so much more. Smooth Black, so thank you so much for your support. HealandGo.com, they are recent recent company to join us here at Hair Radio, and that's HEALNGO. The folks at HealandGo.com, they have a line of products and things that really are quite natural, oils and things that really benefit you. Please check them out again, HealandGo.com. It's an online store. You're going to love them. Check them out. TracyBeautySupply.com. Now, they are all about hair online. So please, Tracy Beauty Supply. Now, she spells Tracy, T-R-A-C-Y. So it's T-R-A-C-Y Beauty Supply. com. We're happy to have them on board here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. And certainly our folks at ChairWatch.com. Now, it's a mobile booking app, and it's free to download. Works on either Apple or Android phones. I mean, it does everything. Your clients can book their appointments, notes, all kinds of things, deposits, images, services shareability, service add-ons, client reminding notifications, all kinds of things. It's really ideal for folks who are in the personal care industry. So anyone who needs to kind of book appointments can do so. Download, again, the ChairWatch app. You can simply go to chairwatch.com and find out complete details. And there's so much to do over at chairwatch.com as well. So I'm Kerry Hines. Thank you for your time. And please check out these amazing companies. Thank you.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. Now, today we have with us a very, very special legendary artist. Her name is CeCe Peniston. Let's welcome Ms. CeCe Peniston to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Hi, CeCe.
Hey. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Well, how are you is the bigger question, Miss Superstar.
I'm great.
Out there. Really?
Thank you.
Wow.
I am blessed. Yes, thank you.
Well, listen, I want to kind of jump right on in. Now, you are obviously a legendary artist. You've got many hits out there that we're all familiar with. But what are some of the current songs that are out there? And I want to talk about one in particular, but you go ahead. Tell us some of these wonderful current hits that are hitting the airwaves.
Oh, I'm so blessed to just have, like, I just had a song come out at the probably the end of 2014, which is called Nothing Can Stop Me Now. Did top 25 on the radio, and people are still, like, we did a video for it, and it's still got life. It's still kind of, like, moving out there. People are like, oh, that, you know, I love the song, and the great thing about it is where I'm at in my life. And it's funny because recently someone sent me a link to these two little girls singing, Nothing Can Stop Me Now. I was like, oh, my God, that's so cute. I thought it was so precious. They were, you know, little kids sing. It was just adorable.
Right.
And then I did Sick, which is a, it's a song with Paris Teen. I did a cameo. I'm doing, like, a themed album with him. Like, I'm a featured artist. I hit this whole project with him. So that's on iTunes as well. And then I had another project come out, For the Love of You. It's with Ashton Gray. It's on iTunes now. And it's a remake of the Isley Brothers song. And it's like a jazz vibe. So people get to hear a little bit what's going on with CeCe. Oh, and then Marcy Schultz did a remix of Make You Fall. And he's an EDM artist. So I'm just kind of all over the place. But I feel like, hey, Marcy, fuck.
But this sounds wonderful to me. I agree with you. Now, and you know, like you mentioned about Nothing Can Stop Me, and that's what really caught my attention because of the words in the song and the meaning behind it. How can, you know, everybody can relate to not letting anything stop them. So,
I agree.
You know, yeah, so the inspiration that you find, I'm sure, with performing it, how is that connected with the folks out there who are listening, your fans?
You know what? The good thing is I'm moving into doing more live band shows, which I love. In fact, I have a show come up in Amsterdam that I'm doing with. And then I have a show with Sinbad and the Whispers coming up in D.C. So the good thing is they get to hear a different side of CeCe, so many different sides. I feel like people always tell you what you should be doing, and then there's what you want to do. And I'm on what you want to do.
I love that.
I feel like I like giving the unexpected. Just when you think you have me tagged, then I do something different, which brings me to my next thing that I want to tell you about. I was recently in the studio with Calvin Richardson. And we did a duet together, and it's called We Were Meant to Be. I'm looking out and putting on finishing touches on that, so that should be out soon as well. And I know that's probably like, okay, wait a minute, we have the Queen of Dancers, what they used to call me, which I still feel like I embody so many different things, and then you have the Prince of R&B, which is him.
Yes. Well, I mean, you are known as one of the most successful dance artists in the world, really, since, you know, Billboard, you know, is keeping track of this. So that's really amazing, an amazing feat. And you, you know, and you're someone who, you you know, you do a lot of collaborations with other great artists out there like that. I just think it's fantastic. And it's a treat for all of us who are fans of yours. So it's just a fantastic thing. Okay.
Thank you so much, and I love doing it.
Speaking of which, now you have worked with Patty, you know, and you've got to tell us, CeCe, who are some of those? And we got a whole bunch of wonderful things to ask you, but who are some of those influences that, you know, like I said, you work with a Patty, with Patty LaBelle and some of the other great artists out there, but who are some of the influences for you in the music business?
She's the biggest influence for me, but I absolutely love also, I used to love Luther Vandross, Angela Winbush. When I was young, I used to sing her song Angel all the time. Angel! That was my cut, okay?
Yeah.
Remember that song? Well, I used to sing
boy.
That all the time. What else? Chaka Khan, one of my other favorites.
Chaka, yeah.
You know, it's just, that's an undeniable voice. You already get it.
Right, absolutely. And always, and these are artists, everybody that you named has been someone who's been able to you know, they have a very long career, and they are able to transform and kind of just keep on growing with their music and their projects and everything that they're doing. So, and I see you fitting into that, obviously, you know,
Thank
into that
you.
Category. So, absolutely. Now, speaking of which, and early, you know, and kind of getting your start, I know that we're from Ohio, but we know that you that you were raised out in Arizona, I believe.
Yes.
So, yeah, tell us about that. How did you make it from Arizona to, like, an international superstar? How did you get from there? What was that big break for you that really kind of made things click and happen?
It's so funny because when I first started doing music, I had this guy that was going to come manage me, right? And I said, Mom, we don't need him. I said, we don't need him, Ma. I said, you know what? God can do it. And I just knew what my destiny was. And that's just really being real. Like, I always knew what I wanted to do and where I was going. I mean, since I was, like, 13 years old, I remember I used to tell her, like, hey, I'm going to be famous one day. You know, she didn't believe me. And just as I got older, I wouldn't, like, let anybody impede upon what I thought my dream was. And so what happened was I did, you know, background vocals for another artist, Overweight Pooch, who was on A&M at the time. They heard my vocals. They loved them. They said, okay, what else do you have, which was Finally, and then it just went from there.
Exactly. And Finally just made you into an international superstar, and the song went multi-platinum, obviously.
Thank you.
A phenomenal, yeah, just a great song that we still, to this day, dance to when we hear it. You know, that to me is the greatest testament of a great song. You know, one that, you know, obviously stands the test of time, but still gets people to the dance floor.
Well, that's just a blessing for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I hear, like, people's stories like, oh, I met my boyfriend on your song, or I used your song at my wedding. I mean, that's, like, the thing that makes me, like, really smile, because I know that I've brought joy to other people's lives, as I've heard other artists and musicians that have brought joy to my life as well and caused memories for me.
Wow. Well, listen, I've got to ask you, about some of your current, some of the other current projects that I know that you are working on. But I thought I read something that said you competed something. What is going on, Cece? You've got to tell us. Now, you competed in some kind of a competition. Tell us about that.
Yes, absolutely. I felt like at 45, I wanted to, like, really get myself in shape. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to compete. I'm going to compete. I kept saying, I want to compete. I want to do this and that. And I said, do it. I said, just don't talk about it. Be about it. Let's go. And so what I did is I put it out on social media and everything. And so what happens is that holds you accountable. So I hold myself accountable with, you know, putting it out there. And then I just did it. And the first dates that I have, I actually couldn't fulfill because I was on the road so much and I didn't feel like I was ready. And I said, okay, you know what? I'm not going to have to do it. So I'm going to, like, I'm going to go to the next level with it by, you know, just pushing the date back. I said, okay, they'll let you do it one time. I said, just to make sure you're ready. I said, but not twice. So I knew I had to stick to that date. So I stuck to it. I competed, and I think it was the best thing, like, I ever did. In fact, when people came to the show, they were like, I thought you was playing. They were like, I thought you was just talking. They're like, you really did it. And I was like, well, thank you. I was like, no, I sure wasn't. I wasn't just talking. I was like, I, you know, I did it. So now I'm actually working on doing another one.
Wow.
I don't know when, but I'm working on another one.
Will you let us know when that happens?
I sure will. I'm going to put it out there. If people look on my social media, then they can see, like, my journey from doing it.
Yes. Absolutely. And, I mean, I'm just, well, you're inspiring to so many, but this is a different way to inspire people that, you know, isn't that just fantastic? I mean, it's so important these days. And just, you know, what else can you say about that?
Oh, thank you.
Yes. Now, Cece, I want to talk about some of the next, well, actually, the upcoming project that you have. What's next on the plate for you? What's something that you want to do that you haven't really done or something that you're interested in doing? Anything like that?
Yeah, definitely. Actually, what people don't know is I'm actually working on, from doing the contest, a friend of mine was talking to me. It was like, hey, you know, I showed her these bathing suits that I had done, and I was in the contest, and she was like, you know what, you should do a bathing suit line. And I was like,
a bathing suit? Really? Well, I mean, we can see that you definitely can do that. But tell us about that.
Actually, I was like, bad. I said, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and do that. So I decided I was going to do it. I had gotten all the fabrics. I had my girl get some fabric. She was actually one of the girls that made the bathing suits for the actual contest for me. And I was like, hey. I was like, how do you feel about doing a bathing suit line? I said, would you be open? And she was like, sure. And I was like, well, bet. Let's do it then. So we decided to do it, and here we are. And I've got already probably about, like, 15 samples. I'm doing jewelry. I'm doing, like, these little over, you know, I'm doing, like, I did these mink shoes that got me started, you know, doing that just off of doing the other thing. Yeah, I wore them out. People were like, oh, my God, those are hot. I've never seen anything like that. So it's like that has turned into other things I'm doing, fashion-wise.
Well, now, Cece, so how do people get some of these wonderful things? And we got to tell them how we get this wonderful music and how we, you know, how they can buy your bathing suits and, you know, all of that. And
well,
we know
right
you're
now,
going to keep people posted on things.
Oh, absolutely. Right now, I'm still in the middle of doing all the samples for everything. But I will be putting up information on the website. As soon as I'm done, I'm also going to be doing fashion shows, so people will have a chance to view everything.
Wow. And your site, let me just make sure folks are aware. What's your website so people can always go there and check it out?
Sure. It's www.ccpeniston.com. And then I also have an Instagram. I have the official CC Peniston Facebook fan page. And then I have my Twitter, which is CC_Peniston. So they'll be able to catch up with me on all those sites. And, oh, I forgot to tell you this, too. I'm getting ready to do a reality show, but I can't tell you which one it is yet. Because I haven't found a contract yet. I don't like to. They got to go contract first.
I hear you. Trust me, I understand. But you promise, after you do that, to certainly give us a call, you know, and let us know. We'd be happy to share that with all the fans out there. Now, we'll set up a fan page at Hair Radio, so you can go to the hairradio.com site, and we'll connect you certainly with a lot of Cece's wonderful information as well. I think this is great. Now, I thought I saw something about an energy drink. You got to tell us about this. I mean, I know you're, you know, fitness expert now, but you got to tell us about the energy drink.
Actually, it's a beer and an energy drink that I'm working on. I'm going to contract for that as well. It's called Cheese.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to, put it out there. People will see more about that as soon as we get all the campaign for that together. So I'm doing that
wonderful.
As well. And, a national commercial.
Yes. What's the commercial on?
It's on, I've seen it on a lot on TBS and Element. It's international, just different stations. I wake up in the middle of the night, it'll be on, and the girl's singing my song. I'm like, oh, snap, she's singing my song.
Wow.
You know?
That is just fantastic. Well, folks, if you have just joined us, you're listening to the Hit Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. Now, today we have with us an international music superstar, Miss Cece Peniston, and I want to take a moment and welcome you again to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Cece.
Thank you. My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Oh, absolutely. I have to ask you about today's crop of artists. I don't even want to say crop, that sounds so horrible, but the artists, the music, the folks out there today, you know, a lot of the new generation of entertainers, what are your thoughts when you see so much and through social media that just didn't exist not all that long ago? What are your thoughts on the new generation of singers that are out there? How do you feel about them and the business in general?
I think there's some good singers as well as there was in the 90s, but I just feel like there was more authentic singers in the 90s. Not a lot of auto-tune. It was like, get up on the stage and do it. Like, we ain't doing new shenanigans. Like, people in the generation of the 90s, they weren't trying to hear that anyway. They're like, let me see what they can do.
Very true. Wow.
You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
It's one of those type of things. So, I feel like there's also good points to this. Like, put it like this. The record, the artist can be the record company now, which is different than the 90s. There's so many different...
Well, the distribution methods alone is just phenomenal. Now you have an opportunity to, you know, you don't necessarily have to go 100% the traditional way to get things out there. But I think it's easier, but you tell me, is it much easier now, or is it, you know, do you like it better now, or maybe, you know, as opposed to when you started, how do you feel about that?
I don't think it's much easier now, because I feel like, there's so many different artists because you don't know who's what. What's what sometimes. I think it makes it more difficult, to be honest with you. But I also feel like, you know, there's more opportunity for the artists to make money. There's also, you know, because they can see what actually is in their account without, you know, cutting the record company out. But then in some ways it doesn't work because they don't have the budgeting and marketing or the relationship, which is different. You know what I'm saying? So there's good and bad to it.
And bad.
You know what I'm saying?
And
through streaming, a lot of artists are losing money as well.
Wow. Well, we have to, obviously the artists who are coming up, consider you to be a mentor and they're looking to you for advice. So, you know, you can tell people like no one else can, you know. Is there one thing in particular that you kind of tell people? Do you just want, you know, in terms of inspiration, to just hang in there? I mean, what words do you pass along to these artists who are trying to, you know?
The words that I can pass along is I tell people, don't let anyone speak anything over you. People always want to say, oh, I wouldn't do that, or I don't know if you should do that. Well, that's you. My journey is my journey, and people have to be allowed to have the journey that they want to have. So if you have a dream, be intentional with it, and even through the good or bad, or don't let anyone throw doubt in your head. Just move full speed ahead.
Wow.
People are good at that.
On that note, I want to say yes. Thank you, Cece Peniston. Now, Nothing Can Stop Me Love Don't Take Over, and some of the other songs, and Sick, of course, and you have some.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about Fergie's in there. I'm tripping. That was my, yeah, I, Love Don't Take Over was great. Let me tell you a little something about that. Is I was so blessed to have a record from Frankie Knuckles, like, right before he passed. So
yeah,
that's another one, you know?
Yeah. Wow. So these are great songs that are out there, and they can find your music, obviously. Of course, they can go to the site and go, and also on iTunes and all of that. Or did you have
sure.
to, you know? Okay. Well,
sure.
Listen, I want to say it, and I myself, okay, here's my moment to give my CC Penison moment, okay? And I want to just say thank you so much because, guys, when I launched and started in this wonderful career, broadcasting. We're not going to say exactly how long ago it was. It's been a minute. But what I want to say is that CC Penison was, you know, you were one of the first artists to just, you know, come there and, you know, and be interviewed. And we had like one mic and a three-story walk-up to my production office back in Newark, New Jersey many years ago. And you were just so kind and gracious. And just wonderful, you know, and beautiful outside, but also your inside was right there. And I just want to say thank you so much because you helped and inspired me. And we went on to so many wonderful, talented other artists who have been on our shows and have continued to support us. So I wanted to say thank you for that.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate being on. It's like those support over the years, like, really helps me as well. So as an artist, to have people in my corner. So thank you.
You got it. Cece, any last thoughts on anything today or anybody you want to shout out to?
I want to just give a shout out to my team, people that have helped me to get where I am, because I feel like it takes an army of people to make the movement happen. My publicist, Jackie, AJ, Angelique, just Frank, you know, just everybody, I call it real Craig, Dion. You know, Cynthia, I have so many people that are in my corner and helping me, so I just want to give that shout out. I want to tell people, continue to follow your dreams, and if you flop, fall on your back, so you're always looking forward, and thank you for your love and support.
All right. Well, listen, you do have a great team, and on that note, I want to thank Ms. CC Penison for being with us on the Hair Radio Morning Show, and we wish you all the continued success. You just keep on doing what you're doing out there. Nothing can
thank
stop you.
Thank you so much.
All right, folks. Stay with us. There's a whole lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to come. Stay with us. We'll be back.
to tell you all about HealingGo.com. They make all-natural hair products with a focus on quality. You got to try their scalp stimulator that has 13 oils to promote hair growth. Go to HealingGo.com to see their complete line and listen out for their interview right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. That's HealingGo.com, HealingGo.com.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. And that weight is directly balanced between your two feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
Hi, my name is Crystal Gomes-Bond of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
All right, we're back live. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines, and it's actually Wednesday morning. Wednesday morning, May 26, 2021. I want to wish my dear sister in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, a happy, happy birthday. And moving on to bring back to the show, of course, we have Miss Terry, and she is just doing a bang-up job as our fan contributor. Good morning, Miss Terry, out of the Atlanta, Georgia area. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Yes. I want to kind of I need to remind everybody, Miss Terry, if you have missed any part of the broadcast today, we've got you covered. We'll be sharing this broadcast after we wrap up at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. We'll be sharing it across all of our social media platforms for the Hair Radio Morning Show and Kerry Hines. But additionally, we will be featuring it in on Blog Talk as well. So just lots of things, and you'll be able to play it back in its entirety. And we're real happy about that. So you never have to worry whenever you join us on the live show. Now, coming up in just about a half hour, a little less than a half hour, the amazing Smooth Black will be with us live on the air all the way from California. He gets up really early to do the Wednesday piece for us, and we are so excited to have him on with us each Wednesday morning, 8:30 Eastern Time, 7:30 Central. And so I'm trying to get him on a little longer, but you know what? It's early out there, so we want him to be at his best, and he's been doing a great job. So I'm looking forward to it. Today, Miss Terry, you're going to kind of join us on this, and we're looking forward to, I'll be presenting one part of Smooth Black, and you'll kind of be, presenting the follow-up on it, and that's really nice. And I'm looking, forward to it. Yes. Now, what's coming up in June? We did have a couple of announcements, and then we'll talk a little bit more about George Floyd, of course. But in June, we've got Father's Day coming up in June. So these are some of the things that we're working on behind the scenes at the Hair Radio Morning Show. We've got Black Music Month, the entire month of June. We are also paying a return visit to this topic, Ms. Terry. And this is something that... it's been a career-making interview for me. We had received the most support, the most attention, pretty much so much awareness about this, which is the Gorilla Glue Girl. It was the biggest story in the land. So it's been about 3 or 4 months, and we are looking back at this huge story to see the progress that Tesca Brown has made and what's going on with Dr. Obeng and so much more, and how people feel about it now that we have had some distance and some perspective with the Gorilla Glue doctor story, we call it. So we're going to revisit that
in the month of June. So that's coming up next month. And we have so many other specials that will be airing right here through our Hair Radio Morning Show Network. So I'm really happy about that. What are your thoughts? Do you have any quick thoughts on that, Ms. Terry?
Yeah, I'm excited to revisit the Tessica Brown Gorilla Glue to see, you know, what's happening with her, what's going on with her hair and everything. So that should be really, really interesting. The Black Music Month, definitely looking forward to that. Big, big part of our culture. Also, Father's Day, we have to be excited about that, too. Got some great fathers out here that deserve to be celebrated. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to all of it. Yeah.
All of it? Well, I love it. Now, there is one lady. Speaking of California, as I mentioned, Smooth Black will be on live with us all the way from Southern California shortly in about a little over 20 minutes. And I just want to say that there is one other interview, and I've never been able to air it. I interviewed her, but it was off the live radio show. And so she was actually a judge on a TV show called Divorce Court. And
oh.
I loved her. She was the original judge on Divorce Court. She's going to kill me. But what I love about her is that she also hosts this big event out in California for single dads and for like she pays a lot of attention to fathers, you know, men of color. And I just love her so very much. And I just want to say she was the original. Let me just get her thing because she's a big follower of ours.
Was it Maybelline?
I so appreciate it. Judge Maybelline, yes, of course. She's got a new show out there.
I thought that was her, but I didn't want to say it and be wrong. But
well,
yeah,
that's
Judge Maybelline.
Okay.
I like her too. I loved her too.
You know, yes, she's a very sweet lady, and I've had a chance, like I said, to chat with her a couple of times, and she's been doing her thing. But she's a big supporter. She does this, like I said, this big annual event. It's not just something a little passing fancy. And so for you guys out there on the West Coast, please check her out, Judge Maybelline. She always does it around this time of the year, so we're going to have to look into that. And I'll see if I can get her on the show because they did promise me, by the way. So I'll shout out to her folks and see if we can get
her on. There's Maybelline
Empire. New broadcast. Yeah, yeah. Oh, no, we know who she is. Oh, yeah. Judge Maybelline. Yeah, she's really an awesome. I like her show. Like, I love all the divorce court judges. All of them are very unique. But she was the very first, and
right.
She was great.
I used to watch,
yeah,
I used to watch her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm a big fan of all of that. I like those judge shows. Do you ever watch those judge shows? You like them?
I do.
Yeah.
They're pretty cool. I hadn't watched a lot of them lately, but I used to really watch all of them.
Yeah.
People's court, divorce court, all the courts.
Yeah. Okay. Listen, folks, if you're just tuning in, just a light moment here. You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. It is Wednesday, May 26th of 2021, our broadcast show number 568, show number 568, as we march towards show number 600. We're so excited. If it is Wednesday morning, it is our time to chat with the one and only Smooth Black, a.k.a. Troy Ballard, coming up in about 15 minutes right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show Network. And he's got a lot to share this morning, as we say, some wonderful things for, you know, for everybody. The first part that we're going to cover with Mr. Smooth Black, I'm calling it Client to Stylist. This is where we're going to ask him some questions from a client perspective, per se, and see so we can put him on the hot seat and see what he has to say about it. And then in the last part, we're going to have this part of that show called Stylist to Stylist. So we're going to have Miss Terry, our own resident hair expert, to kind of share some moments with Smooth Black on one professional to another. So I'm looking forward to it. It's called Stylist to Stylist Within,
these brackets. So we're going to be, it's going to be some excitement going on, and then we may have some call-ins as well. We're opening up the call-in lines for the 516 number. So please reach out. So we've got a couple minutes. I want to say, please, folks, remember that Road to Healthy Hair Workshop is happening August 21st, 22nd, 23rd. Go to hairnationexpo.biz for complete details. We'll take a little bit of a music break, and when we come back, we've got more to cover right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Miss Terry, I'm excited. How about you?
I'm excited as well. I'm ready. Smooth black.
Okay. All right. Smooth black. Yes, he'll be on with us in about 15 minutes, and I'm just excited to have the show moving along, and we're hanging in there, so all good stuff. And all of our new sponsors and advertisers and all those wonderful folks, thank you so much. Listen, I'm always throwing in some excitement on the Hair Radio Morning Show, and this will be no exception. So I think okay, let's move along. We'll see you guys. Stay tuned. We've got a lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go. Stay with us.
Anybody want to fall in love tonight? Fall in love tonight.
She said,
Jack Deng. I am 27 years old, and I've been modeling for 7 years now, 8 years.
Hi, my name is Nya Kim Garowicz. I am 25 years old, and I've been modeling for 2 years.
Hi, my name is Leomi Anderson. I'm 24 years old, and I've been modeling for nearly 11 years now.
Hi, my name is Kadia Diaz. I'm 21 years old, and I've been modeling for 2.5 years now.
This one girl asked me one time, she's like, is it true that when black people take a shower, or like the dark black people take a shower, the water don't touch your skin, like you don't feel the wet of the water in my skin, on your skin? And I was just like, huh? This doesn't make any sense to me. Like, you get in the water, you're going to get wet, despite of your black, yellow, purple.
One of the instances is where I was waiting at a casting for 3 hours. They'd seen my face. I'd been sitting there amongst the other girls. And when I finally got into the casting, they say to me, sorry, we're not looking for any African people. And I'm just like, well, that's 3 hours of my life I can't get back because of you, kind of thing. And I was just literally like to them, you know, if you're going to be racist, let me just tell you one thing, my heritage is Jamaican, but we're all from Africa. And they're just like, ah! I'm just like, really? Like, it's the ignorance is just like so shocking.
I had so many crazy experience with hair and makeup.
Being backstage and not having someone to do my hair right or do my makeup right makes me feel like I'm not represented. Like, no one just really cares about my skin color or my hair type.
Before I even had cut my hair like this, I used to have an afro. You know, you could do a lot with an afro. You know, you could either braid it or straighten it or curl it, but it was like, we don't know what to do with your hair. The texture is too nappy.
I always have to travel with a brush and gel. Because when I'm backstage, sometimes I have to do my hair or do my makeup. Well, it's not that they don't provide someone to do it, but they won't do it the way I like it, or it won't be, you know, what I want.
But I had an experience in Milan where I went through hell, basically. They glued in a whole head of extensions, they ripped them out, they blow-dried my hair, they straightened it, they put hairspray, and then literally he was just about to put, like, a really water-based gel on my hair, and I just turned around and I said, if you put this in my hair, it's going to make my hair go frizzy. And he literally just started going off, like calling me like the B word, telling me, who do I think I am? Who do I think I'm talking to? He can end my career in 2 minutes. And this is when I was 17 years old and it was in a room full of people. I felt so embarrassed and I was literally in tears. And that was when I really realized that, you know, being a black model is a completely different experience.
I was at this campaign and backstage they didn't know how to do my hair. So they felt like, basically they had a white hairstylist and this guy didn't know how to do braids and he just like parted my hair and did whatever he wanted with it and I wasn't happy with it.
Backstage, yes, absolutely, because not everybody has the correct products to use on dark skin, or maybe they do have it, but they don't think of the whole undertone thing, because, you know, I have a red undertone, even though I'm darker than most.
I feel like often black models have to redo their makeup, and I remember all, like, the black models coming to me because I was the only one with my makeup bag, like, Leomi, I need some powder, the stuff that they're putting on me, they're trying to say it's translucent, but it's white, like, help me out here. So, yeah, it's an instance that I've come across numerous amounts of time.
I feel like it's unfair, because white models don't have to do it. I've been in a lot of backstage and it's only the black models that do that.
Most of the time, if a makeup artist doesn't know what they're doing with my skin, I just kind of want to be the teacher that they never had. Bring out my own, my little, you know, makeup bag and just say, you know what, as you can see, this is the same, but this has more red in it and this is just gray. So it's going to make my skin gray. But if you want, you can mix that with this and then we'll get the perfect color of mine. And it's like, oh, most of the time they listen, most of the time they want to fight you on it.
When I would go to a show or a photo shoot, you know, and then I would sit at a makeup artist's chair, you know, and expecting them to, like, put on a foundation, highlight, you know, concealer, you know, all the stuff you do for makeup. And it's like, as they never have any products for me. You know, I was like, we don't know what to do. And it was like, oh, this is my favorite line. You don't need foundation. Your skin is so flawless. Like, no, you don't have the foundation. It's not that my skin is flawless.
In New York, a lot of makeup artists know how to do black skin, so we never really have that problem in New York. In London, they kind of are very well advanced out there, and they know how to do it. It's when you get to Milan and Paris, or like Spain, that they just like, oh my God, I finally got a dark skin girl, so here's my darkest makeup brand I've never used. You're like, no, right?
why is it that if a white model says, ah, you're hurting me, it's like, oh, sorry, babe. But me, it's like, oh, your grandma must have, I'm just like, no. My grandma has a nice soft touch. Lies, because everyone knows that your grandma hurts your head, but she gets the job done, unlike them. So it's fine, you know?
This guy goes, do you taste like chocolate if I lick you? I was like, what? He's like, you look like you taste like dark chocolate. So I just want to see, can I lick your hand? I was like, no, you're not going to do that. And he's like, why not? I just want to taste it. I was like, lick your hand and you tell me what that tastes like. And he did. And he's like, it tastes like skin. I'm like, that's what mine tastes like. Have a good day.
The thing that really drives me is the fact as well that I don't know what the future holds. Every single day, every single season, we're seeing so much progression for young black women within all industries. So I'm like, if I give up now, who knows where I could be? I could be like the Oprah Winfrey of the fashion industry.
Brands are just trying to make black girls this trend, and it's not. It's not a trend. It's diversity. It's representation. It's everything. And it's sad. It's very sad.
I want to leave a good mark in the industry. I want to do something that's going to change a lot of people's lives and that's going to help the world, humanity. So the future is bright. The future is promising for us, and I think we all just have to stick together and work together, because it's the only way we can make it further.
I remember it was a year ago when I first heard the name George Floyd. It was on the CBS Morning News with Gayle King. She warned us that the video we were about to see would be tough to watch. I heard that line so many times that I had become somewhat desensitized to it. Usually that just means to brace in place and hope that whoever was on the video had not been harmed by the authorities and that they were still alive. We've seen it so often that we know, we really do know the drill. The same lines and the explaining away of what you've actually seen with your own eyes. Even though we had seen story after story of the same thing happening all around the land, this particular story, this particular video, for me, just was different. There were several things that jumped out, and yes, the black community, I can speak monolithically, is tired of this kind of behavior and happening to our people and our community by the very folks we should be able to rely on and trust. The video was shocking to really anybody watching it. We saw a man of color on the ground with a white police officer pressing his knee against the man of color's neck, literally on the ground, essentially almost under a car. The man on the ground clearly was struggling to breathe and could barely speak. And all I really could make out was that he was, in terms of what he was saying, was that he couldn't breathe. And I kind of remember him also calling out for his mother who had already died, which was just heartbreaking to understand and find that out later. The white officer snuffed out the man's life right in front of our eyes and holding his knee on his neck for such a long time, stopping the breathing, obviously, the air way for this man to live. And it was just devastating. While there were several folks who looked on, and again, they were prevented, the onlookers were actually prevented from intervening to save the man's life as the other officers kind of watched and held him at bay. The video, of course, went viral, and the entire world seemed to be upset. Black America was in the streets, along with everybody else, all kinds of different cultures worldwide. Black Lives Matter mattered. It was clearly a turning point and a turning of the tide of the avalanche of racial hatred, and the racial reckoning had begun.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air.
I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
But radio commercials as much as they do television commercials?
Maybe more so.
How do you figure that?
Well, in television, your tube goes a minute just before the commercial comes on.
Yeah?
That serves as a warning device to millions of people that they have a split second to get out of the room.
I never thought of that.
In radio, an advertiser can just sort of sneak up on you without any warning.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you haven't noticed your car radio suddenly fading to black before the commercial, have you?
And not recently, no. But can't you still walk out when the radio commercial comes on?
Not at 60 miles an hour.
Hmm. Okay, but do you think you can really make me pay attention to a radio commercial?
I just did.
Hi, I'm Carrie Hines. I want to shout out to superstar hairstylist, industry legend, and my friend, Troy Ballard, a.k.a. Smooth Black of Smooth Black Ink. He's a hair biz educator, entrepreneur, and yes, he's known for coloring, cutting, and complete hair care services for the whole family. And now, you can hear him right here on Wednesday mornings, live at 8:30 Eastern, all the way from Southern California. Now he's sharing a few trade secrets and so much more, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Stay tuned. All right, we're back live. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. Sorry about the technical difficulty. I do want to just remind everybody that we are online, and this is all done through electronics. And sometimes on our panel, no matter how much you hit the button, they have a mind of their own. So listen, I'm bringing to the line Ms. Black all the way live from California. I hope Troy Ballard is still everybody to speak with everybody, and as soon as this line, so we might have a little bit of difficulty. We're going to ask that you kind of bear with us from time to time, and if it gets real crazy, we'll just have everybody go out and just come on back in. So let us think it to work. Smooth Black, let me just remind everybody a little bit about what's going on today on the Hair Radio Morning Show. If it's Wednesday morning, again, it's May 26th, 2021, 568, as we march towards the 600 path. And special guests every Wednesday morning at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central is Troy Ballard, a.k.a. Smooth Black, who joins us live all the way from the West Coast. We are waiting to open up the mic. We're going to just give it a moment or two, and we'll see what happens there. And while we –
Just like the eyes are the window to the soul, the scalp is the window to beautiful and luxurious hair. The way to obtain it is with Stimulating Roots. Stimulating Roots will exfoliate and detoxify your scalp, promoting healthy hair growth. Stimulating Roots has a system to detoxify and grow your hair. Their shampoo combines menthol, camphor, and pink grapefruit essential oil to improve blood circulation in the scalp. Their conditioner, that stimulates, moisturizes, and hydrates the hair. The regeneration oil, that contains essential oils that work together to promote hair growth while calming an itchy, dry, and irritated scalp. Open the window to beautiful and luxurious hair. Awaken the senses to your scalp with Stimulating Roots. This is available at StimulatingRoots.com. That's StimulatingRoots, R-U-T-Z.com.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. My very special guest with us today is from the world of natural hair. The Hair Radio Morning Show would like to welcome Miss Crystal Jones Bond. Good morning, Crystal.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
Yes, and I took a pause because I said, well, hold it. Should I give Crystal the natural hair welcome first, or should I give it the name? I wanted to give you the biggest welcome I could. We've been friends, and especially through social media, for quite a bit. Now, you are a natural hair specialist.
Yes, well, I am.
Yes, you now, and you have products, and you're an educator. You do the whole nine. So let's start there first about the natural hair. How did you get into natural hair?
I started doing natural hair before it really was a huge thing. I learned how to do natural hair I've been in the industry 10 years, and just about 8 years of that I've been doing natural hair. And so I started from the very beginning of the natural hair epidemic, learning a lot of different curl patterns and how to steam and just, you know, how to do twisted updos and just, you know, harnessing my craft from there.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. We're going to take another stab at this. This is Kerry Hines, and I just put on Miss Crystal Jones Bond for a moment to see if we could work through some of the technical challenges that we're having. I'm hoping Smooth Black is still standing by. Smooth Black, are you able to hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
I think he's able to hear us, and I hope that you can hear us. Let me try that again. Smooth Black, are you on the line?
I'm here.
Awesome. Okay, well, the world is listening to you. let me just lead on in with that. And even under the best laid plans, let me just bring Miss Terry on in. We're going to just toss our well-laid plans to the wind, and I'm just going to have her to chime on in with us. Smooth Black, again, meet Miss Terry. Miss Terry, meet Smooth Black.
Good morning, Smooth Black. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. How are
yes,
you?
Yes. Well, we are happy to have Smooth Black, a.k.a. Troy Ballard, each week. Now, let me just acknowledge the last 10 minutes. Right here, this is, you got to experience something that it doesn't happen often, but it's, you know, something that I have to make sure that our listeners, and they kind of know, every once in a while, you have no control. It just, the system goes chaotic or whatever. It really does. It does its own thing. No matter how much you hit the buttons, they don't respond. It just spins and does its own thing. And sometimes it'll just reboot and all kinds of things. It has its own mind. And so it doesn't happen all that much, but once in a blue moon or whatever, it does happen. And I always remind the listeners, no big deal, we're online. This is what a digital, these days with technology, this is where we are. And so I used to always say,
Smooth Black. I'm going to go back to a different network. I'm going to go to a different platform. Because the Blog Talk platform, as just a reminder, is generally used by a lot of folks who are beginning at the very early part of their broadcasting career, not someone with over two decades in, two and a half decades to be exact. So, but I love the Blog Talk. It's like family, so I stay there. But along with that comes the challenges of making sure that their service are correct and we're able to broadcast. So I apologize to our listeners, but they know, you guys know, that we're doing everything we can. And I love the fact that I saw a lot of folks who were cut off, so to speak, went right back on. And that's the way to do it. And sometimes you give it maybe a minute or two, and then you just chime on back in, and you pick up the pieces. And then it started acting correctly. You know, it started to get to act okay. It's the strangest thing. So anyway, Smooth Black, how are you these days? It's been a week since we chatted with you.
Man, a week go by so quick. Time is not waiting on anyone, Carrie. But God is good. Can't complain, you know, one day at a time.
Exactly. Now, you always lead us off with some inspiration. And as you could tell, I think we could use it this morning. So are you able to lead us off with some positive thoughts? And then we have some hair questions and some hair talk for you, Smooth Black, a.k.a. Troy Ballard. All right.
How many people this morning and had a talk with Jesus this morning, you know? And every morning I wake up, I got to thank God for a brand new morning, you know, just to be able to, you know, breathe and have the activity in my limbs. Lord, I thank you. Mm-hmm. So much is going on today, Father. I just need you. And I ask him to help me every day. You know, I believe God that all things are possible, you know, if you only believe. And then as us as cosmetological entrepreneurs in the hair industry, you know, we have the ability to touch people. So as I come in touch with people every day, I praise God, the anointing, that he would break every stronghold in our lives, that we are more than conquerors. And, you know, we just give you the glory, Father. So I thank God every day for Jesus and, you know, ask God to help me, you know, to be a blessing to somebody else today. It's not about me, Lord, but what can I do, you know, to serve you, Father? And my God, he told me a long time ago, Carrie, he said, you know, Troy, if you take care of my people, I'll take care of you. So, you know, that's my thing.
Wow.
Bless others. Be a
blessing. Wow. Well, all right. Thank you for those wonderful, inspirational words this morning. I've got to say, right before the chaos a little while ago, in terms of trying to get the show started this morning at 8:30, but I wanted to kind of jump on in with this. Did you have a chance to, have you seen any of the news coverage out there about the George Floyd 1 year later? Is there talk at the shop? At the hair salon about this man or anything at all you want to share this morning on that note?
Just like social media platforms, the news, CNN, Channel 9, 11, you know, all the news stations were covering it, you know. So in the salon, you know, we have the television on. So, you know, it's something that a year has taken place. But, you know, a lot of things are changing today because, you know, with these cell phones and everything, you really can't get away with nothing. I always say America is really
not like the old days.
No, America's under surveillance. You know, cameras everywhere. So, sure. You know, I just, you know, I pray, you know, that, you know, through this exposure, that, you know, it's helping. Black lives do matter, but again, all lives matter, Carrie. So, not just our lives, you know, but we've been going through this for years, you know, and you know, we look at history, and it's just repeating itself, but the things that, you know, now that they're being exposed, it's being, you know, one thing they don't want to see is their light being, you know, darkened by what they've done and letting, you know, the world see it. And when the world saw it, change has to take place. So, you know, so I thank God that, you know, through tragedy sometimes, you know, we triumph. So, you know, it's only going to get better. Thank God. Mm-hmm.
Listen to you. All right. Smooth Black getting us on track this morning.
Very much needed. Well, listen, yes, well, Miss Terry, I know you also had some questions lined up for our stylist to stylist that we will certainly officially launch next week. But anything you want to ask Mr. Troy Ballard, a.k.a. Smooth Black?
So, yes, Mr. Ballard, my first question for you is, what would you say has been the recipe for your longevity in the hair business?
Good question, Ms. Terry.
Ms. Terry, you know, as a cosmetological entrepreneur, I've learned that it's, you know, the love that I have for my craft. You know, I love what I do. I don't consider I go to work every day, you know. We're artists, and if you really love your craft, you'll hone it, you will continue to educate yourself, you'll learn as much you know the difference between an anilide derivative and a sodium hydroxide, calcium hydroxide relaxer, just knowing when you're dealing with chemical services that it's very caustic, so, but learning how to do the right procedures, and, you know, once you learn, you know, because a lot of times as I was growing up in the industry, you know, I used to hear people say, well, I didn't get no tip. I said the very tip I got was the individual sitting in my chair who's giving me an opportunity to have an experience. So the more experiences I have, the more I love my craft, because now I have the ability to take someone and transform them and give them a look and help build their confidence. And, you know, that puts a joy in my heart. You know, and, you know, this is a beauty business. We're in the beauty business. So once you learn that, you know, it's everything loves, everybody loves to be beautiful. You know, who wouldn't be called beautiful? But in the industry, it's just learning to basically get along with people. You know, you have to be a people's person. You know, you got to have some form of communication with them. And, you know, in my motto, I always put God first. So, you know, on my doors and my salon, we do our best. God does the rest. You know, so I try to create an atmosphere where I'm comfortable and I'll be in the presence of God and I'll be in the presence of God's people. And then I learn to be a servant. So as I learn to serve my people, because I get joy and, you know, more out of providing a great service and seeing the transformation from taking the hair that was dry, brittle, and breaking. And I always consult with my clients and let them know, if you give me 6 months with you, I can reconstruct that hair, you know, by giving it a great cut. You know, if it's natural, we're going to keep it natural, get them ends and just condition and style and how to control the heat. But the overall aspect is that, you know, you have to learn to communicate with your people. And I have clients that's been with me over 25 years today. So
that's what I love about it. I've got to say, I'm sorry, I didn't know if you had a follow-up or not, but I just wanted to say I love what you said, because if you're really serious about it, and when you first started and they didn't give you the tip, or you mentioned about the not getting a tip to, like, you know, junior stylists and stuff, and you're like, well, just the fact that they're sitting in your chair, and I feel I could apply that exact same scenario to almost any business, and particularly even the type of business we have here at Hair Radio, which is a hair industry promotions business. But it's the same thing, that along the way, the folks who might not had, you know, didn't support the, you know, couldn't buy our products and services for whatever reason along the way. But just the fact that you got a chance to present it, just the fact that you were in preparation for that, that still lends to the experience that you needed to gain to help push you forward, even though there was not necessarily a direct correlation to a dollar edge that you could visually see in your hand. That dollar materialized later. But but gaining that experience through the, you know, through being told no or not necessarily, you know, for what it I love it. So that you took the learning first is what I'm driving at.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? That's amazing. Awesome. Okay, Miss Terry, go ahead. I'm sorry. I just had to chime on in with that.
No, that's great. So my second question to you, Mr. Ballard, what advice would you give to a new hairstylist coming into the industry during a difficult time such as the pandemic?
Well, first of all, you know, it helps to be a believer. And, you know, knowing that all things are possible if you only believe. And we look at the pandemic, you know, I always told people, you know, in spite of everything, you know, God has yet provided for me and my family. I have suffered no lack whatsoever. But as a new stylist coming into the game, hard work, perseverance, and, you know, and you have to be committed. You know, I've been fortunate that when I, you know, graduated from beauty college, it only took me a year before I can say I don't have to reinvent the wheel. I've built me a clientele. I can go rent me a building just like someone else. And I wanted to be a salon owner, so I opened my first salon after a year out of beauty college. And I was a salon owner for over 20-something years before I just closed it, and now I lease the space, and I love it because, you know, after all the years of teaching for young stylists, I try to let them know you want to go to do a search and do your demographics in your area and find out who's doing what. You want a salon that's going to be reputable. Cleanliness is a must, you know, sanitation. You know, we want to go to a professional environment, not just because it's my cousin or my friend. I want to go to a place where I can grow from. I need to go someplace and sit up under a seasoned stylist that can teach me not from what I learned in beauty college, but, you know, now that I'm in the real world and I have my license, now I can do certain things and maneuver, but now I really need to hone my craft. So, you know, just continue to learn as much about coloring, learn that color wheel, learn as much if you're going to do relaxing, learn as much about that product line that you choose to utilize on your class because you want to know the benefits of it. And the most important thing I can tell anyone is that, you know, promote healthy hair. As you know, you being a natural hairstylist, it's like natural hair is in its healthiest state. But once you chemically alter and transform that hair, it's you got to continue to condition and maintain. So with building a clientele, I'm more concerned. A lot of times when I first got into the business, I was like, okay, I can give her a relaxer, color in one day, you know, because she just came out of braids, but that hair was dry mm-hmm. already. But I'm looking at I want to make the money. So if she don't say nothing and I don't consult her correctly, because my first thing I learned after that was like, let me get this hair held to receive a relaxer, you know. But before I was like, I was looking at the money. And then end up damaging hair. I got the money, but I never seen the client anymore, you know. So one thing I always try to do, once you sit in my chair, I want to provide a service to you like no other, that because everyone that sits in my chair is my income. So, and I look at my client as my advertisement because everything that I do on her when she leaves the salon is going to represent me or the salon that I'm working at. So, you know, in their marketing tool, I give them business cards. I give them incentives. You know, refer me three clients. I'll, you know, do you one hairstyle free. But it's about building that clientele that's going to be able to sustain us in this economic, you know, hard times that we're having. But a great stylist should be recession-proof. You know, we're in the business of the beauty business. So everyone that has a career or type of profession, they're going to come through you're going to go to the nail shop. They're going to go to the barber shop. They're going to go to the beauty salon. They're going to get to the esthetician. But learning the whole beauty care aspect, you know, where you can make a good living and learning how to save money and pay your taxes. You can buy property. You can build. It's a wonderful profession that we're in. So that's it.
Wow. Well, that's pretty good in my book, right? Ms. Terry, what do you think about that?
Well, I think he's hit the nail on the head. It's all about just, you know, getting the client in the chair, getting the experience, and also making sure that client loves the service and is able to return or wants to return. So yeah,
absolutely,
definitely.
I wanted to ask Smooth Black one of those questions, and that is, you have so many years of experience in this industry, and you had your own salon, as you mentioned, for a very long time, decades.
And then you decide, hey, you know what, you wanted to go into a shop and just have maybe a space or, you know, your chair, if you will. How is it getting along with the other, you know, with the owners of the establishment when you have so many years of experience? Is that challenging, or has it been something that has been very easy for you or for them?
When I decided to close my salon, I could have went to a lot of salons, and, you know, because my name, my clientele, you know, giving
exactly.
paying booth rent or whatever is my lease or rent month, I would have no problem doing that. So I was welcomed anywhere, but I had to make a choice, just like before I went to a salon. So I recalled a salon that I taught a class at, and I recalled the cleanliness of it, the professionalism from the receptionist, from the time you entered the threshold to the way the shampoo bowls were off to the side and the way the dryers were on the wall. It was just a beautiful salon. And it's something that expired. You know, if I was going to have a salon, I want this quality of equipment, and, you know, the atmosphere is right, and, you know, and I can go in here with some professional people who have the same like minds. You know, we all want to be at least six-figure stylists, you know. I don't know how far other people dream, but, you know, I had to know how much I want to make a week. But then I had to look at the demographics. What city am I in? You know, what's the average household income in this, area that I'm going to work in? So I try to do the demographics, but my skills and my talents, I'm sitting in Fontana, but I have people coming from L.A., Long Beach, San Diego, you know, to see me. Even when I was working in Beverly Hills, I still have my clients traveling from outside just to come to Beverly Hills to see me. But, you know, it was just a commute, and that's why I stopped working in Beverly Hills, because I know I'd either have to move to Los Angeles and become a celebrity stylist. And then I realized, you know, a true celebrity stylist is when the stylist is the celebrity, you know, when people are seeking after me.
Wow.
You know, So I can go on the set and work on a movie and get my name great. But one thing I love about what I've done, I've built relationships with people over the years. And, you know, it's not a day that I go in, you know, to my with the career that I chose, and I have work. I don't wait for a client. My clients most of the time waiting on me. I'm always trying to be on time because I never want to be late, because, I work with four or five clients at a time.
You truly are a very time-conscious person, one of the most time-conscious individuals I've worked with on radio. You're always there on time, standing by, no matter what time. And, you know, you have a few minutes and you're always on time, like clockwork, literally. Well, listen, I want to say to you, you're awesome, Smooth Black. I'm not just saying it. I think our listeners are starting to discover that as well. So I appreciate your support on our broadcast. We've been running your announcements here on the program, and we are just excited to have you on board with us each Wednesday morning right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, hopefully without as much of our starting fanfare that we had this morning. Next week will be better. Well, listen, I'll be in touch. I just want to say thanks again for being with us, getting up early out in Southern California to do this. So it means a lot. And Ms. Terry, good job, good questions. I think we did an awesome job this morning. So never giving up, never just canceling and say, let's go home. No, we persevered. And that's what this is all about here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So it's been awesome. Smooth Black, thanks again for being with us. Make it a great week, okay? We'll be back. Enjoy the holiday weekend, by the way. And we'll check in with you next week. We want updates on everything. Okay? I'll catch up with you very soon. Ms. Terry, enjoy the holiday weekend as well. All of our listeners, thank you so much for being with us this week. It was excellent. We had a great time. We'll see you back here. We're back here tomorrow on Thursday as we wrap up everything. And then we're off Friday and Monday. So we won't be back till Tuesday of next week. So we're tomorrow we broadcast and Friday.